Apostle Island's National Lakeshore Education Chief Myra Foster says the bear made its way into a camp, scaring off backpackers there and dining on their spam casserole.
When he approached them in the campsite, they were cooking spam, and they just quickly vacated where they were, and so he did get what they were cooking.
Spam?
Spam, yes.
It's the second time in a year they've had to close the island to campers because of the Manitou Island bear. Foster says the bear isn't necessarily a threat, but it is a problem, and it doesn't work to trap and transfer bears. It just means the bear will be a nuisance somewhere else, or in the case of this Bruin, he swims back to the island. So instead, they'll invade the bear's comfort zone around people.
Which consists of little rubber pellets, pepper balls, or a round that is fired that is something like a firecracker that does a whiz-bang over the bear's head.
She says the mini fireworks does the trick. Since the bear has a right to live in the wild, their plan is just to keep people and bears apart. So an incident command team will head to the island for the whiz-bang treatment. The Park Service hopes to reopen Manitou Island next May. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.